don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your host, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The Streets Don't Love You Back.
Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. Today is August 1st, 2012. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd, and our topic is, as always, The Streets Don't Love You Back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight with our guest, Mr. Vinny Devingo. Vinny is from Newark, New Jersey, and is known to some in New Jersey as the wise guy. Vinny chose to go ahead and get involved in acting, TV, and radio, and plays a wise guy in a lot of those parts. He's also a member of the Guild of Italian American Actors and the Screen Actors Guild. He's played in numerous TV shows and movies, such as Code Blue, Three Wise Men, Coalition, Salt and Nuts, XY, Shadow Glories, Four Deadly Reasons, America's Most Wanted, Witness to the Mob, the New York series, MTV award promos, and he's been on several different radio shows, including Elvis and the Z Morning Zoo, WHTZ 100.3 FM, Z100 Radio New York, WBMX FM Boston, John Lander's Morning Show, and John Rio Fox 101 in Texas. And he's been a regular on-air wise guy, done many audios and much more. So we're going to hear his story tonight and find out a little bit about being a real wise guy in New Jersey and playing a wise guy on the screen. We're waiting for him to call in tonight. And before we do that, let me welcome Boyd to the show.
I want to just thank everybody for tuning in to the show every Wednesday night. And we would just like to say keep tuning in and keep supporting us and keep helping us educate these youths and others.
That's right. You know, we have, for those of you that don't know, we have two books out. The first book is also called The Streets Don't Love You Back, and that's about Rob's life growing up in one of the worst ghettos of Detroit, Michigan. And also it talks about a lot of people that were doing the same thing during the same era back in the 80s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. And then our second book is Never Hit a Woman, and that's about domestic violence. It talks about domestic violence for women, men, and as well as teenagers. Talks a little bit to them about warning signs and different things to look for. So, you know, both of those books are on sale on our website. You can go to thestreetsdontloveyouback.name.com, click on the store heading, and you can see what we have there. We also have, besides the two books, we have our clothesline. We have sweats, thermal shirts, T-shirts, caps, hoodies, beanies, scullies, and several other things. So check out the store and support The Streets Don't Love You Back, and go shopping. Back to school shopping. Rob, you want to talk a little bit about your books?
I just wanted to say, first of all, tonight, I just want to thank God for all that he's done for me and my missus over these last 3 years. And I just like to tell anybody, he might not come when you want him, but he always come on time, you know. And my wife redid my whole book, Over the Streets to Love You Back, and sitting around close friends of mine and just communicating with me and just bringing me up to date on what God has truly did for me and my missus since we started this journey 3 years ago. And it just amazed me when I started just paying close attention to what we was all discussing. And I'm like, wow, you're right, man. But the book came out in August of 2009. In September of 2009, the book was accepted in the Afro-American History Museum in my hometown, Michigan. And like I say, I give God the glory and my wife on that for taking numerous of hours. You know, me and her going back and forth, staying up late nights, and sometimes I fall asleep, she still be doing her thing. So it's like, you know, we built this thing brick by brick, piece by piece. It wasn't no overnight nothing. We just want to just thank everybody and, you know, for just being supportive of what we do. And once again, I want to thank the Charles H. Wright Afro-American History Museum for accepting me and the Mrs. name in them, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's amazing, you know, when you talk to people and they say, wow, look at what you've accomplished. And they look at me like being in the Hall of Fame, being in the Afro-American History Museum. I'm like, wow. So that was, just blew me away discussing that there. And just knowing me and my wife correspond with the White House, you know, and we received 11 letters from them total since they've been in office. And I just wanted to say I donated copies of all 11 letters to the Cincinnati Main Library this week and also mailed out the 11 copies to the Afro-American History Museum, where that is in the history book now, you know. So I just wanted to thank God here on the show tonight for all the blessings and the clothesline men and Mrs. Started and both our books, like I said, and just the newsletter, just everything, you know, the radio show, the movement. So I can look back and see everything that has been accomplished and work has definitely been did. So that's a blessing by itself because many people can't even say that. So just want to give a big shout out to the Mrs. again and God up above and all the people who support us.
Right, and the other great thing about that is that Rob's father was an author, and his books are also in the Cincinnati Library, as well as a brick built into the wall with his name on it. So, you know, not too many people can say that their books and their father's books are in a certain library. And I believe he also has books in that Charles H. Wright Museum as well.
Yeah, he definitely does. So thanks for bringing that point up.
You know, that's an honor to you know, to have two family members have books in the museum and in the Cincinnati Library as well. You know, where it all began for us. You know, that was the first library we got our book into, you know. And from then on, we've got books all over the United States in different libraries. And, you know, if you'd like our book in one of your city libraries, please let us know.
And also, while we are on the show tonight, I want to just give a big shout-out to one of our members, Just Come Home. She's a member of ours in Hawaii. Can you believe that, people? We got members in Hawaii. So we want to just give a big shout-out to Miss Melissa Odeza and thanking her for all the things she's been doing. We've been sending her the newsletter for the last year almost, and she's been spreading the message over there as well. And we also put an article in there of her and a few months ago. So we definitely are thanking God that she's home at the halfway house, and me and my wife looking forward to networking with her over there in Hawaii and definitely getting our clothes over there and getting the books over there and everything else. So we're happy to let everybody know we do have people in various states that's locked down, that's in our movement, inside the walls, that's on their way home soon, that's going to be out here on the battlefield spreading the message as well. So we want to thank everybody for that right there.
Right, and she was a young girl that got into trouble as a teenager and ended up doing some time. So, you know, now that she's out, you know, and she realizes the mistakes that she made, you know, she's really looking forward to working with us and helping spread the message that the streets don't love you back. So, you know, we're going to have her on our radio show here in the next few weeks, and you'll be able to hear her story. It's an amazing story. And then we got a letter yesterday as well from another gentleman in Muskegon Heights, Michigan, one of the prisons up there, that happened to get a hold of a newsletter that somebody else was reading. And he wrote us a four-page letter and is really wanting to. His out date is 7 years from today, 7 years. So he's looking to work with the youth. He wants to be able to go out and talk to the kids on the streets. You know, he said he lived the streets. He knows how they feel. He knows what they're thinking. He knows, you know, he lived it. So he wants to be able to change his life. He wants to come out and be able to help the youth change their lives and to be able to be a mentor. And so he's made some goals and has some missions that he wants to accomplish. And one of them is working with Streets Don't Leave Me Back to be able to start now so that in 7 years when he does come home, he has a platform and he has something that he's been working towards, you know. So it's very important for us to work with the young men in the prisons and the young women in the prisons that do have out dates because they need support and they need, you know, some guidance sometimes, you know. And then, you know, you don't even know how much just a letter, even a short letter can change somebody's life behind those bars just to know that somebody still cares, you know. And we're hearing that from a lot of the inmates that write us, that they're just so, you know, grateful to receive the newsletter every month. And you know, they're, you know, they've gained a little more hope now that they, you know, have somebody on the outside that they can talk to and get messages to. And so it's, you know, it's been fun, and it's, you know, it's just growing and growing. And you know, we are happy to be here just as a support to them and you know, hopefully spread the message through the inside of the gates for all those that are coming out that the streets don't love you back. And it's time to come out and make some changes and educate our youth so that they don't make the same mistakes. Boyd?
Yes, definitely. And we're thanking everybody for, like the minister said, definitely being down with us and doing the right thing. And just want to iterate, the prison that the young man wrote me from is one of the prisons that one of my brothers is in. So we want to give a shout-out to Marvell and give a shout-out to Joey Dyer because he's the one who referred him to my little brother. And after he talked to my little brother, then he made that decision to write me and the missus and let us know he was interested in becoming a member. So big shout-outs.
Right. So we're growing and we're spreading and, you know, we're in several different countries and, you know, all of the United States. We're not only national and global in the U.S., we're going international with the movement. So, you know, we're just real excited. It's been a long 3.5 years that we've, you know, been building our foundation, but it's, you know, it's growing little by little and it's strong. So we're happy about that. And we just keep moving forward. We keep working hard and, you know, we're just building this enterprise, I guess. But our big thing is to, you know, educate the youth about gangs, drugs, violence, and abuse. And, you know, the streets are no place to be. You know, the things that you see out on the street, they're not real. You know, the love and respect and loyalty that they say is out there in the streets is not really there. It's all a lie, and it's, you know, like a mirage. It's not really there. You see something, but it's not there. So we're hoping to be able to touch a lot of kids and educate them and help steer them away from the wrong things and teach them about choices and consequences and making the right decisions in life.
Without a doubt. And also another member of ours that wrote us also, I got the names wrote down, Miss Donna Buchanan. She's down in Florida. One of our members now who received the newsletter in her prison, they work with big greyhound dogs and train them in their prison. So she's looking to be out next year to be on our radio show, and she's spreading the message in there as well. And we want to give a big shout-out to my man Lonzy and my man Billy up there in Coldwater. And we're still out here hitting the pavement for you all on that injustice. And we giving another big shout-out to Miss Linda Dahlhoff and all our members behind the walls and all our members in the streets who carry that message to help our youths and others.
Right. So we are, as you know, we're getting ready to start a new school year. So if any of you out there want to get us out to your school, especially this first semester, we'll be hitting Arizona pretty hard. So I know we already have a time to speak in Maricopa again. But if we can come to your high school, your elementary school, your junior high, please get with us and let's set up a time where we can come in and talk to the youth. It's important that they hear people that have, you know, actually lived those kind of lives so that they can relate. And sometimes these kids can, I think, understand a little bit better from somebody that's actually lived the street life. So Rob's testimony is a really big thing here with the kids in the schools. And I have my own testimony, a lot of other things, but not actually, you know, being a drug dealer and a gangbanger. So between us, you know, we have some pretty good testimonies, I think.
Yeah, and we also want to let everyone know also that both of our books, The Streets Don't Love You Back and Never Hit a Woman, is on ebook, on Google eBooks and the Google eBook store. And we want everybody to know that that book is in 10 different countries and in 10 different languages. Wow, that's a blessing.
Wow.
I remember when, I remember when me and my missus first used to work on the computer all night long. You know, like I say, people can't even imagine how we used to work all night long together. I fall asleep, the missus still work. Yeah, you know I mean, and I wake up, we right back where we started from, well, without even missing a beat. But, you know, we was putting all this stuff together, and it's amazing how we started putting all this together in 2009. You know, the movement came about in May of 2009, and next thing you know, the radio show came about June 2009. You know, the book was released August 2009. I mean, Charles H. Wright Museum, we hit that September 2009. I mean, and the ball just kept going from there. And we put the e-books on Google e-book when Google first started that part of their business back in 2009. So we've definitely been at it. And we just want to let you know it's in United Kingdom. It's in the United States. It's in Australia, it's in Canada, it's in France and Germany, Italy, Japan, South Korea, and Spain. How God works, you hear me? Because I never would have dreamed of this right here. Me and the missus had just, yeah, I mean, I told her about it, and next thing you know, she had the e-books over there. So it's just amazing how God works, you feel me? And we wasn't in none of these countries 3 years ago. So,
well, and your music from the 90s that you had from the Boyd Records got re-released as well. So that got started in Japan, and then you were able to release it, I don't know how, so many countries, all over the place.
Right. So, and that just recently happened here in 2012, you know, because the whole bottom line, like I tell people all the time, it's all about being self-made. You know, and that's period. You know, I've always believed in that. I've always believed in you work at what you want to achieve and you work at what you want to take care of you in the long run and you take care of your business on hand until that right there pays off for you. And I think me and my missus has put together a hell of a platform that will definitely take care of us down the stretch, you know what I mean? We got books, we got clothesline, we got the radio show, we got TV shows. I mean, it's just so many things we got that we put in play. And that's what young folks, old folks, everybody got to understand. You build brick by brick. Nothing happens overnight. You have to build what you want to take care of you. And we have did that, and we're study building. I just want to iterate on that.
And we did it together, working together. You know, you have to become a team if you're trying to build something. You can't do it by yourself. So, you know, you have to be a team. You have to work together, and you have to work hard. You know, sometimes it's 90-10, 40-60, you know, 80-20. It's not always 50-50. It's, you know, give and take, and you do this and I'll do that, and together we'll make it work, you know. So you know, for everyone out there, you know, we're together, you know, building a business, building that foundation, you know, is a lot of work. And the only way you can accomplish it is through working together as a team, you know, with your spouse, your partner, whoever you're trying to build it with.
So we just want to let everybody know in life, you know, don't stop at because you're working a job. You know, it's good to work your job because that's what takes care of you now. But what you want to do is build something that's going to take care of you for a lifetime. That is the mission, people. That is the whole mission out here in this place we call America, period.
That's right. You got to have something to fall back on when that job falls through and closes down and they start putting people on the unemployment line. You've got to have other resources. You got to, you know, like Boyd said, you got to be self-made. You have to have something, you know, that you can rely on. And who can you rely on but yourself?
That's why you have to build your own platform, your own business. You know what I'm saying? And I urge people to start understanding that. You know what I mean? The internet is the most powerful thing going. And a lot of people use it for the wrong, but a lot of people use it for the right, you know. You can easily set yourself up with your own PayPal account, your own accounts. Set it up when people buy your product, your money go right into your account. You ain't got to worry about nobody sending you a check. You ain't got to worry about if something's going to happen the next day or whatever. You have to build what you want to take care of you in the long run, and that is the bottom line, you know.
Right, and who's going to work better for you than you, you know? You got to work hard for your accomplishment, you know?
Yeah, because it don't jump off overnight. You know what I mean? God see how bad you want it. God see how bad you're going to keep striving. Because I know when to push the button and say you done won the whole battle, but I want you to keep running because I know you can do more and more until I give you the whole victory. And that's what people fail to realize. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people like to stop in the middle of a stream and then dive in the water and drown. It ain't about that, bro. Because if I done went 70 all the way, I'm going to go the whole 100. I'm going to take the other 30. So, you know, I ain't about dropping off in the middle of the race, B.
Right. you know, a lot of people,
can't do that.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people quit, you know, in the middle when it, or even, you know, somewhere in the middle when it gets hard and they don't see the end. But a lot of times they quit right before they're ready to make it big or be a success or something. They give up. So, you know, that's why there are a lot of businesses that go out of business and people that do fail because they give up too soon. You know, it takes about five years to build a small little business, you know, if you're doing it right and building the foundation. It's not, you know, these get-rich-quick schemes, and there's a lot of things here that promise you a lot of things, and they don't happen overnight.
No.
If they do, they're probably a fraud. So, you know, anytime you join any kind of a business, whether it's MLM or starting your own business or whatever, you know, just believe that it's going to take time and work and effort. You know, nothing comes free. Nothing comes overnight. So if you're being told that, you're being told baloney. So, you know, just be prepared to work for something that you really want, and it can happen.
Amen. And like I said, still waiting on our guest tonight, but we definitely have a lot to discuss. And like you said, tonight is, to me, I call it being a thankful night, you feel me, to the Father who's done blessed many things to occur that I never dreamed of at all, you know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I never dreamed of being in no library. I never dreamed of being in no museum, none of that, period, you know? So God works in amazing ways.
You know, he works when you're willing to work, you know, and blesses you when you're asking for those blessings and working for those blessings, you know. We give a lot, you know, we give a lot. We don't charge to go out and speak to the youth. We know we give so many of our T-shirts away and caps away and backpacks away to the kids. You know, we do so many videos taping the, you know, the kids, the boxing fighters, and everybody that we work, you know, for, you know, we take all of our time and effort to film them and talk to them and, you know, put them up on YouTube and on our website and on our web show. and our TV shows and our, you know, our radio shows and all this stuff, you know, nobody pays us but us. So you know, we really do give a lot of time. We give, put out a lot of money. We, you know, just do a lot to really try to educate and help and build other people up and try to help them become successful. And so, you know, everything that we do comes out of our pockets and from the books and clothes. It just kind of, you know, pays for itself. But we do spend a lot of money out of pocket to be able to reach out to the youth and reach out to others and try to help. So, you know, you give to others and you also receive back from God. So, you know, he blesses you with more.
Amen. So we've been on almost a half hour now, and we don't see our guests coming, and it's been a long day for the missus, and she's going to say a few more words, I guess, and, you know, we're going to close out for the night, and we hate these type of nights, but, you know, things happen, but we didn't just close out, you know, wanted to give you definitely something to know what's going on in the community up the streets. Don't love you back.
Definitely. Like I said, if you want us to talk to the kids at your school, let us know. We'll make a time to come out and speak to the kids. If you would like us to appear on your radio show, your TV show, help get the message out there, please call us and let us know. You can email us at thestreetsdontloveyouback@gmail.com. You can message us on our website. You can message us on Facebook. You know, we're everywhere, so you can get to us. What else do we need to let everybody know?
If you need me to be a guest, like the missus said, on your radio show, or you need me to be a guest at your event, or a book signing at your store or wherever, just get with us and let us know, and we're there.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we're going to go ahead and close tonight. We're sorry that our guest, Mr. Vinny, didn't show up. Something must have happened because we did talk with him earlier today, and he was ready to go. So, you know, we're sorry that he's not here with us. But we're going to go ahead and close out tonight with another commercial from My Video Talk. That's one of our other businesses. So if you are interested in getting your own web show, learning how to have your own video emails, broadcaster, boardroom, a new platform here that's going crazy here in the United States, let us know. We'll get you hooked up with that. And then also, we are advocates for cyberbullying. So if you're interested in getting your free app, parents, for your phones, that you will be able to monitor your children's internet activities and keep them safe from cyberbullying and sexual abuse, sexting, different things like that, we also have a page on our website that you can find out more about that. So with that, we're going to go out here, like I said, with a commercial for My Video Talk, and you can also find out more information about that on our website. So join the movement. Join us at streetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. We have a lot of things going on there. So we look forward to seeing you as members. We want to wish you a great week. Remember, the streets don't love you back. And do you have any more shout-outs before we do the closing commercial and song, Floyd?
No, I just want to let everybody know we appreciate everybody for supporting us. And once again, we're asking everybody to start logging on to our store and start learning what's in our store online and start getting you some of them hoodies and start getting you some of them beanies and some of them golf hats and sweatsuits and short shirts. Long shirts, thermals, and all of that. You know what I mean? It's time to put on and start letting these people know that the streets definitely don't love you back. And you know, who's better to put it on than the people who's believing in it, you know? So
right. We're
asking you to come on in and shop in our store and let's get this on, you know?
That's right. Okay. Well, thank you, and join us back here next Wednesday night, and have a great week.
Everyone agrees that video is the next massive phenomenon on the internet, changing the way people communicate. I mean, why type when you can talk? Why read when you can watch? And whether you're an author, business owner, pastor, artist, or just the captain of your softball team, you are promoting something. And the best way to promote on the internet, it's not boring emails and static web pages, it's video. Think about it. What if you could harness the global reach of the internet with the power of video? What if you could do it simply, easily, and inexpensively? How would that change your business, your sales, your life? You can today with My Video Talk Studio. Imagine sending custom branded video emails to your customers, fully branded, customizable, and personalized with your colors, logos, banners, images, promoting you, not a competitor. All with a few clicks of the mouse. No programming, no web designer. My Video Talk video email technology combines the power of television advertising with the ease of email. But that's just the beginning. You also get My Video Channel, your own private website. Fully and easily customizable, easy to set up, no need for a web designer, no need to use free public services anymore, no competition or third-party advertisements popping up, and so simple, anyone can use it right out of the box. And My Video Broadcaster, HD quality, live video that you can use to demo a product, train employees, or host your own infomercial globally. And it's simple to use. It's like having your own TV studio. Plus, My Live Learning with access to the world's best training and education online on demand. And My Video Web Meeting and My Video Web Show, live multi-party video conferencing that used to cost thousands of dollars. And your own live or pre-recorded branded 24/7 station that lets you broadcast to the world. Never before have so many features been offered in one turnkey system. A system that works on Macs and PCs. A system that is easy to use right out of the box, even for a total computer beginner. My Video Talks, taking you and your brand global. Welcome to the future of communications.